Rob Lucas, the Shadow Minister for Health. Good morning, Mr. Lucas, and welcome to the program.
Good morning.
What feeling did you leave the meeting with last night?
Oh, look, I think it was an overwhelming feeling, as you would have expected, of outright opposition to the government's plan. And I guess there's a clear message to Premier Weatherall and Minister Snelling that the Middlesex community isn't going to accept the decision they've taken, and they're going to fight it and fight it hard, and good luck to them.
Well, you say that, but I'm wondering, and I know that you made some comments about this last night, you're suggesting that a Liberal government would not have done this. Is that true?
But what we're saying is, I guess even further than that, is that if there's a change of government after March 2014, it'll be our intention to renew or revive or restore obstetric services at the Millicent Hospital. The only question will be us being able to obtain the appropriately trained medical practitioners and staff to renew the services. So clearly that'll be a key question.
Mr. Lucas, that's what we're hearing from the Minister's office, that's the reason they're taking obstetrics away. They can't find the suitable staff, and particularly the trained doctors to do the job. So you've just virtually agreed with them. If you haven't got the tools, don't do the job.
No, well, I haven't agreed with them, Stan. It's naughty of you to suggest that. But if you speak to the doctors, and I'm sure either you have or you will, they've indicated that they're already aware of the names of trained anaesthetists and others who are prepared to come to the Millicent area and to work. So certainly the view, the very strong view that's being pushed, is that the government, for whatever reason, hasn't assiduously pursued appropriately trained staff to provide the services at Millicent. And I think that's the concern local doctors and the local community have, that the government hasn't really had its heart in providing and doing the work that's required to ensure that this particular service can continue. If there's a change of government, you can rest assured, and the community can rest assured, we'll be fair dinkum about it and ensuring that we can continue the service.
Well, if the reason that we're not doing it is we can't, well, as Country Health, they say right now, we can't find the doctors to do us to perform safely, what is it that you could do? What secret can you pull out of the hat that would make that happen?
Well, I think one of the secrets that's pretty common sense is you actually sit down, talk to the doctors and staff and actually listen to them. That'd be a good start, I would have thought, in terms of actually ensuring you can continue a particular service. Listen to the people who are expert in the area. Don't assume that as a bureaucracy and as a government you know everything. Perhaps that's the wrong way to go. Sit down and talk, work with people, and give a commitment as to what you want to do, and that is you want to see the existing obstetric service continue, and then work to try and achieve that.
I guess this is one of the complaints from the community, particularly expressed last night, that they didn't really get much of a chance to object to the decision.
Well, I think they objected, but I think their main concern is this decision was taken without any involvement. I mean, people are on the local hack reported last night. The first they knew about it was when it was announced. So there were a lot of complaints of that particular nature, that is, these are people who are interested in the Millicent Hospital, the services that it provides. They're pledged to try and support it, or they're actively engaged in delivering the service, and yet none of them are consulted in any meaningful way in relation to this particular decision. And that's not the way to go about running health services and protecting and retaining health services in regional communities.
As the Shadow Minister, are you aware of this being some sort of a pattern? Is it happening elsewhere in the state?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that it's happening not just in regional communities. It's also happening. There are complaints in relation to the metropolitan area. There have been decisions taken in relation to the Modbury Hospital recently, which have got a very similar nature to them in terms of lack of consultation with the people who are involved. So that's sadly a problem that Minister Snelling and the government either unprepared or unwilling to tackle in terms of they and their department, in terms of their processes, just not engaging and involving people who know what the impacts will be, and perhaps have got some good ideas in terms of providing cost-effective solutions.
As part of the opposition, Mr. Lucas, have you got an opportunity to raise this in Parliament at any time?
Well, we certainly do, but it's limited. Parliament's not sitting for 6 weeks now. And, of course, Minister Selling was invited to the meeting last night and was unwilling to come along and explain his reasons for making the decision. So our opportunities are limited, but if we're given the opportunity, then obviously we'll be able to take them up. I'll also have... I chair a Budget and Finance Committee where David Swan, who's the CEO of SA Health, has to attend, I think, in September or October. We'll certainly have the opportunity then, if the issue's not resolved by then, to pursue the issue with him at that particular committee hearing. So the answer to your question is yes, we do get limited opportunities, and I'm sure between myself and Mitch Williams as the local member, we'll be taking whatever opportunities that are offered to us.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for your time this morning.
Always a pleasure, Stan. Thank you.
Rob Lucas, MLC, who is the Shadow Minister for Health and a guest at last night's meeting.